From the time I was a very little girl, I wondered about bird tongues. Well, actually, I wondered about all tongues. Dog tongues lolled out, dripping with saliva. Cat tongues were scratchy and much drier. My tongue was a big, fleshy blob in my mouth, and if I tried paying attention to how it worked, I always ended up biting it. And every time I bit my own tongue, I wondered how birds could possibly not bite their tongues with those pointy, sharp-edged beaks. As I got older, I started figuring out that their tongue might be narrower, maybe even pointed, to fit into their beak, but it still seemed like it would be awful on the occasions when a bird did bite its tongue. I learned in elementary school that mammals have taste buds on our tongues. In college, we learned that the tongues of birds are simple structures without the important refinements of mammal tongues and are virtually devoid of taste buds, so birds have a poorly developed sense of taste or none at all. Anyone with any insight at all could observe feeding birds making choices based on taste, but they were poo-pooed by the professionals who could clearly see under the microscope that virtually all bird tongues are indeed lacking taste buds. James Rennie wrote bravely but somewhat hesitatingly in The Faculties of Birds in 1835 that at least some birds are endowed with the faculty of taste. He was right, though it took a long time to establish how exactly birds can taste without taste buds on their tongues. In ducks, large numbers of taste buds are found on the tips of the beak, four clusters on the upper and one on the lower, where the food first comes in contact with the mouth. In many birds, the taste buds appear to be located near the salivary glands. Tongues of all animals are intriguing structures. The tongue, like an elephant's trunk, is called a muscular hydrostat. These intriguing structures work in large part by having two or three sets of paired muscles, one along the length of the tongue, one across the width, and sometimes one or two more running diagonally. Muscles work by contracting. When a muscle fiber is relaxed, it reaches its full length and narrowest width, and when it's working, it pulls in to be shorter and thicker. In all higher vertebrates, including us, the tongue is supported by a cartilage and bone Y-shaped structure called the hyoid apparatus. In birds, that hyoid apparatus is most exquisitely and weirdly developed in woodpeckers and hummingbirds, especially those species that stick out their tongues far beyond the tip of their beaks. Hyoid bones rest inside a sheath that keeps them lubricated and allows them to slide forward somewhat as the tongue is extended. The base of the hyoid bone, the bottom of the Y, extends all the way to the tip of the tongue. The fork in the Y sits just in front of the throat, where most of the muscles controlling the hyoid attach. The two horns of the hyoid grow backwards from this area, and when they're fully grown, the sheath around them fuses with the skull. The hyoid horns of some species of woodpeckers are amazingly long and can grow all the way around the back of the skull up to the top, and in some species, even above the eye socket. Some even extend into the nasal cavity. The tips of many bird tongues have specialized functions, making them even more complex and fascinating. The researchers of one study published in the Auk in 2004 found that the Guadalupe woodpecker does not spear grubs with its tongue, but instead grabs them with the tongue's horny tip, which is barbed and coated with saliva, and uses that to pull them out of the holes. Flickers have a sticky tongue with a similar barb at the tip. When a flicker probes the subterranean tunnels of an anthill, a dozen or more ants may adhere to the surface each time the bird pulls in its tongue, thanks to that stickiness. Tomorrow, I'll talk about a lot more bird tongues. Meanwhile, if you want to see photos of bird tongues or diagrams of how they work, you can check out my blog at lauraerickson.blogspot.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.